Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington Community School District Curriculum Director Vita Thode about their upcoming reverse workplace visits. The Washington School District is hosting an event with area businesses. Can you explain what this is?
We are hosting a reverse workplace visit. In the past, the teachers at Washington Community School District have gone to visit places within the community as part of our professional development. And this year, we decided we wanted to invite businesses into our buildings to see what amazing things we have going on in the classrooms.
And why is it important to have those bridges from the school to the businesses in the community?
Just to have open communication between the businesses and the district, for teachers to know what workplace expects, for workplace to know what's going on in the classroom, and how we're supporting what's going on in the community.
So if there are area businesses that want to participate, how do they get involved?
There is a link on our district Facebook page. Chamber is pushing out the information on this. Each of the school buildings has it on their Facebook page. There's also will be applications or forms to fill out at Central Office, 404 West Main, if anyone is interested in picking that up. And it's for any employees of the partners within our community.
So can you kind of explain what it'll look like the day of the event?
Sure. The event will take place on April 15th, and it will be your choice of 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. or 2 o'clock p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. You will also have a choice of which of the four school buildings that you'd like to attend. You can either go to Stewart Elementary, which is preschool through second grade, Lincoln Elementary, which is third grade through fifth grade, middle school, which is sixth through eighth, and high school, which is 9th through 12th. And then during that hour time frame, our guests will have the opportunity to visit different classrooms every 15 minutes, go to different places. There's option of going to a regular classroom. You could go to a PE classroom, a music classroom, a family consumer science classroom, and those are all listed on the form that folks are filling out to come visit.
So will they be observing or presenting?
They will be observing what's happening in the classroom, how students, the things that our students are learning, some of the techniques our teachers are using in the classroom, and just to get folks in our classroom that aren't necessarily parents or come for other reasons.
Things have changed with the one-to-one technology, so it's quite different even from the time that we were in school, yes.
Absolutely. There's a lot of computer use, a lot of other technology going on in the classroom. Some of the classrooms have the audio enhancement, so there's actually the teachers have a microphone, and it keeps all the students highly engaged during all the lessons. So, yeah.
And not unlike what we see in our businesses.
Absolutely. And we're trying to keep up with our businesses, yes.
So with this, what is the goal ultimately for both the educators and the businesses?
I would say the goal is we want people to come in and see what's going on and just continue to build that bridge between our community and our workplaces in the community and our schools. We have so many great supporters, unbelievable supporters for events that we have, for drives that we do in the building. And it's also a way of, you know, having them come in and kind of almost like a thank you and embracing the collaboration between community and the schools.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Vita Thode, Curriculum Director for the Washington School District, talking about the upcoming reverse workplace visits. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.